Okay, ready?
Dear Chicago.
Down south.
To give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we're
everybody needs a little time away.
How about welcome to Foul Monkeys? This is Ricky.
And this is James LeRoy.
Today is Thursday, April 14th.
Episode 349.
I kind of fucked that up. So there's only going to be 4 seconds of the song when we end.
That's cool.
Because I forgot where we were.
No worries. And we also totally laughed in that intro.
Yeah. Well, what I tried to do is try to get James LeRoy to sing. He was singing right before we started the show, and I was trying to catch him doing it. And then I was like, okay, you ready? And he didn't know that I really hit the record button. And then he's like adjusting the paper, and then he looks, he's like, mm-mm. And then he just starts laughing.
I was singing, what was that, Gwen Stefani?
That's my shit. That's my shit. That's my shit. That's
two times shit. A bit round the track.
Welcome, you guys. It's been a whole 5 minutes since we've talked to you. Well, for us, it's been 5 minutes. For you, it's been, 4 days? We try to do this on Friday and Mondays, right?
Friday and Mondays.
Is that what we try?
We end the week.
Maybe we should do Friday and Tuesdays. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. That's a 4-day wait, though. Yeah. Maybe we'll do 3.5 days. We'll do Monday at, 8 at night. And make them wait all day.
Oh, make you wait. It's worth it.
Which kind of sucks for the people in California, because aren't they the last time zone? Or Hawaii's the last time zone, right? So sorry, you guys. Sorry, you're in a sucky place.
Well, they're gonna be getting the.
We save the best for last.
Yeah. Saving the best for last.
So you guys, we gotta get a little serious here. I want to give an update on my stepdad. So, he went into his surgery. He had a 6.5-hour surgery to remove his voice box. And discovering, once they were doing that, they discovered that there was more cancer than they thought there was. So, they actually had to cut some of the muscle out of his neck. And they also had to cut some muscle tissue from his tongue. And right now he has a feeding tube, but he's not able to keep his food down. So because he's had his surgery, he's not really able to, I guess, purge when you throw up. Is that what it's called? Like heave, because it hurts.
Mm-hmm.
So my mom is having to be there and suction cup it out while she's there until the nurses get there and they take care of it. But he also is having to have a blood transfusion. And my mom is really upset because she can just tell, that he's not feeling it. So she's really upset because she thinks he's giving up on it. And don't cry. You don't have the cry shawl on. We got to talk about the cry shawl. But she did call me. And she
That's why I'm going over here and doing Sudoku to get my mind off of it.
She did call me, and she was really, truly grateful for the people that have been sending the message through Facebook or through Twitter about, sending her positive vibes and prayer, if that's what you believe in. It's really helped her out, and she just wanted me to tell you guys thank you, that she really appreciates all of you guys, and that I'm a very lucky person to have such great people in my life. So that's the update we have right now. And, we'll go from there. But I do ask that you guys, if you do want to send me a message, I would prefer it through email or through direct message on Twitter, because my mom has requested that not anything specifically be placed on Facebook, because I guess my family is kind of being overbearing, and they want to take charge of everything, and she wants to make sure that he's okay so that he doesn't get upset when they show up or whatever.
Right.
Because when they removed parts of his muscles. He actually didn't know they did that until he woke up from the surgery. So it was like a shock for him to find that out.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he's not able to communicate. He can't talk. So, and he's not able to write right now. So my mom's having to guess what he wants, you know, so.
It's tough.
And she's tired.
I'm sure
she's really
is.
Upset, which I was talking to her yesterday on the train or up on the platform at the train waiting for it. And I was telling her, you know, what I was doing for the day. And I was like, well, you know, the train's getting ready to come. I'm not going to be able to hear you because it's super fucking loud. The train is loud.
I never talk on the train.
Yeah. So I said, you know, the train's about to come, so I'm going to go. And, you know, she's been sobbing on the phone. And then she just starts to laugh. And I'm like, what's going on? Are you okay? She goes, I just find it really funny that you said you're waiting on a train. Like, oh, Mom, you and your country heart, bless it.
Bless you, child.
So that's the update on my stepdad. Please continue to send good vibes his way, and hopefully everything will be fine, and we'll get through it. So, bum, bum, bum.
Ba-da-ba-bum.
Seriousness is over.
Boom, boom.
So, Saturday. So, what happened was...
Mm-hmm. we had an interesting week.
It was crazy. I drank way too much. My liver's dying. My kidneys have shriveled up.
Chicago's killing my liver.
Chicago is killing my liver. Saturday, Kevin and I and Josh met up, and we decided to go out to... where did we first go? Big Chicks. Is something wrong? Oh, that's me rubbing my legs.
I'm like, what is that sound?
I'm rubbing my sexy jeans, y'all. They're sexy, aren't they?
Yes.
You like them? Are you jealous?
I don't like button flies, but yes.
Are you jealous of what's in them? I'm so stupid.
Stupid bitch.
I'm such a stupid bitch.
You guys haven't seen that shit.
Yeah, you need to check it out. It's on YouTube.
Sassy gay friend.
So we decided to go to Big Chicks, and we get there. It's like 10:30, 11, and there's a line for Big Chicks. And I was pissed because I was there on time. And
I do not wait.
And they were like, oh, we're a stop away. Really? Because 17 minutes later is when you decided to show up. No, you weren't a fucking stop away on the bus. I'm not retarded. I'm new to the city, but I know it doesn't take 17 minutes to get from one side of the block to the other. In no traffic. So we had to go all the way in the back of the line. So we're waiting, and we finally get in, and the place is like fucking ridiculously packed. I mean, like stupid packed. Like one side is a restaurant and the other side's a bar. Well, at night they take out the tables and it's like a dance
floor.
Well, the occupancy for that room is only 35 people.
Shit.
That was more like
80.
Oh, no, way more than that. I mean, you couldn't move. There were people standing on all the benches. I mean, there was no moving. So we drank a lot there, and we danced a lot. And then we're like, it's 1:45. Let's head on down to the Jackhammer.
Jackhammer.
So we go to the Jackhammer, where we continue to drink. And we danced until 4:40 in the morning.
Keep on dancing. It
totally was that. We were dancing. I mean, and Kevin was up. Oh, did I show you the video that I have of him dancing?
No, you haven't showed me.
Yeah.
You're going to need to show me.
I have a video of him dancing on stage, and he was loving it. He's a good dancer. Ooh. What's that?
Sorry.
What was that?
Nebraska.
Oh. 906. Actually, well, we'll get it. When we're done, we'll edit it like we just did the last show. You guys, anytime we say a name or something that we're not supposed to say, you're going to hear
Nebraska.
That's so retarded.
Bill, calm down.
Bill is all kinds of texting. Bring it down a notch.
Wait, Bill, text me more.
Ooh, dirty. Oh, dirty girl.
My pants.
So,
that's what I call a booty
and
call.
Then... So we get home and I go to sleep around 6. Well, I get up at 9:30 and I wake up and the sun's out bright and it's 80 fucking 1 degrees outside in Chicago. And I was like,
Jesus.
that was Florida coming out of me. And I was so happy. I came home, I put on a pair of shorts, and then we went down to the lake, and we walked from the lake to the Navy Pier. What is that? Oh my God, he's so stupid.
He's a stupid bitch.
He's such a stupid bitch.
I just have to say, Bill's wearing a nunnery hat. I know.
I want to put one on. When we go to his house, we might have to put one on and take a picture. Sexy. And then we rode the Ferris wheel.
I love this one, though.
Yeah.
Show me that boobie.
And where's that taken at? In his bathroom?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
That's his shower curtain.
Oh, okay. And then we decided to walk all down through town. So literally from like 10:30, maybe 11 in the morning until 8:30 at night, I walked all day long. And all I saw were hot men with doinger shorts on.
Doinger.
And cute little dogs everywhere. And then I got home, and then Lauren is on the rooftop drinking some wine. I'm like, I'm going to join you. So we sat up there for like an hour and a half and talked and enjoyed it.
Nice.
It was awesome.
Yeah, I was inside all day working. And then right when it ended at 5, I went outside and it was overcast. And yeah. It was still kind of shitty.
Yeah.
And I was like, this kind of blows.
Fancy's for you.
Me.
But then on Sunday, I met up with Bill, and we went to Mary's. Mm-hmm. And we got some mojitos to celebrate the warm weather.
Mm-hmm.
$110 later.
Not all mojitos, though, right?
We had a sandwich each.
You had 10 like, mojitos? 5 each, right?
5 each, yeah.
Okay. Damn, girl.
No, you have to go to Hamburger Mary's, get Meredith the bartender in Mary's rec room, and mm-hmm. have her make you the pomegranate raspberry mojito.
I've never had one of those.
Oh my God. OMG. This is why we had 10.
OMG.
Bill got the regular mojito. I got the raspberry one, the pomegranate raspberry. Mm-hmm. And he looks at me and he's like, can I have a drink? And I was like, I guess. And he takes it. He's like, oh, that's good. And let me tell you, it was GERD.
It was so GERD. So, yeah, that was a lot of money.
Yes, it was. And this is why now for the rest of the week, I haven't been going out.
Right. Me. Except for tonight. Oh, God. You know what happens when we go there.
Oh, my God. We're planning on going to Garcia's.
Yeah. And you guys.
Drink your soul out.
Yeah. You drink your soul out. Real bad.
Real bad.
So bad. I'm waiting for a Groupon to come out with that coupon. For that restaurant.
Shit, I'll be buying up 6 of them.
Me too. Well, they usually limit one person and then you can buy one for a gift. Yeah. So I'll buy one for you and you buy one for me.
And then our listeners can buy us.
Yeah, Groupon!
Y'all better get y'all's Groupon on.
Get your Groupon, come on.
Get your Groupon. Get your Groupon. Get your Groupon.
What's that discount? Hey!
Hey!
I'm a little crazy today.
Yeah, me too.
We're a little wild.
Wild and crazy.
Maybe we need to bring it down a notch because we do have some counseling sessions coming up soon.
We do.
But first, Sunday they went to Mary's Attic or a rec room.
No, rec room. We went to rec
and
room.
Then Monday we turn around.
And we went into Mary's Attic or Mary's rec room mm-hmm. and ate there and watched
Drag Race. Which I don't watch that often. You already know that.
Oh
which
my God, I
loved it.
I
hate Raja. I hate that bitch. I hope she goes.
Manila's going to win.
I hope.
I'm really, really sad that Yara Sofia got kicked out, though.
Mm-hmm.
And I apologize if you haven't seen the episode yet, but I'm sorry.
Well, it's been a week.
She kind of... Exactly. You've had your time to listen.
Right.
Or watch.
And this isn't going to come out until next Monday. So.
True. You've had nearly a week. Damn, that's fine. Ew. Why your shit stink? No, don't be blowing it over here.
Why your shit stink?
You must got stomach something going on.
You got something going on.
Oh,
stomach.
Shit, I do.
He's like, ooh, I gotta stand up. I got gas bubbles in my butt.
We went to Chipotle. We went to Chipotle right before this.
Yeah. to tell him how you told me.
So we're sitting there, and the whole time
we're talking
about, well, what should we talk on the show today?
And I can see James like shifting.
I'm shifting back and forth, like, oh, my stomach. I don't know what it is about Chipotle, but this, it does it to me sometimes. And I'm sitting there, and then all of a sudden, I'm like, oh. And I told him, I'm like, I gotta stand. I got some cramps in my butt. It felt like someone was stabbing my rectum.
I got cramps in my blood. Oh, I love it. That's the title.
That's what I'm doing.
Y'all. Oh my god, I thought I was done with my cold, but I guess not. Now I'm super really high because I didn't get enough oxygen in my brain, I think. I don't even know how to put my words together. So we go to Mary's attic or rec room, and we watch Drag Race. But speaking of Drag Race, last night I went to Berlin, and they had not the city.
No, not the city.
No!
I said no!
So we went there, and I met another listener to the show. His name's Tony, and he's been listening for a while, too. I don't know how long he's been listening. Tony, you'll have to call in and tell us how long you've been listening.
Yeah, Tony.
Is it Tony, or Tony? How do you spell it? I know how it's spelled, but it's called in my butt.
Oh, cramp.
I got cramps in my butt.
Oh, we missed the best part. I came home and I'm like, oh, do you need to use the bathroom? And he's like, no. I'm like, good. Sorry.
He's talking about blowing it out.
I played some Street Fighter on my phone in there while I was pooping.
Finish him.
Right. I know that's Mortal Kombat. Finish but it.
Whatever. So I'm talking to Tony and he's like, oh, yeah, you know, my cousin did drag here last year. And I was like, oh, okay. You know, he does drag. He goes, yeah. He looks at me like, and he goes, my cousin is Jujubee.
Yay!
I was like, oh my God. I was like, my friend James Leroy loves her, and you have to introduce them if she's ever back in town. He's like, no problem. So you'll get to meet Jujubee and get your picture taken.
Holler.
Of course, we'll have to do it backwards so no one can see you. But we'll take a regular one for yours, for yes, yourself. So that was last night. And then, wow, we don't have a lot to talk about now. Oh, we got our counseling session.
We do.
Should we go into that?
Yeah, sure.
Counseling hour, more like counseling 3 minutes.
Yeah, whatever.
So I have come across a couple issues, not just in my personal life, but amongst people around me and reading stories and watching news articles and, you know, I'm all about being peaceful, you know, getting the problem done, get it over with, get over it, and then have fun and enjoy the rest of your life, because as humans, we have very short lives, and
yes,
it's not worth the hurt and the pain of holding anger and being mad at people, and, you know,
it happens,
and I know sometimes it takes a long time to get over things, so believe me, I know. But, people, James and I have one thing to say. Just let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Move on.
Move on. Don't worry about it. Whatever's going on in your life that's holding you back, stop it.
And by the way, I want to note, do not read in between the lines. We're not directing this at one single person.
Mm-mm.
This is over a bunch of people.
Right.
This is just a general
thing. And just not, like, reading stuff on Twitter, Facebook,
just
in general, the news, especially here.
Shit.
Which, there was 12 murders last week here.
Yeah, that fucking homicide tracker was blown up.
South side,
exactly.
Numbered streets, but... Oh, one thing that I did last week is we went to go eat at Water Place Tower, the cafeteria place. And I wanted fried chicken really bad because I haven't had any since I moved from Florida. I get fried chicken there. It was shit. It was disgusting.
Shit.
This is not real fried chicken. I don't know what your problem is, people, but get your shit together here. But I'm letting it go. And I'm going to find somewhere that has good fried chicken. But people, Tony is one of them. He goes, oh, you have to go to the South Side to get good fried chicken. I was like, no, no, we do not do the Southern number streets here.
I got to get myself a bodyguard.
He's like, well, when you go, just don't look scared and get it done and leave. Uh-huh. And I'm like, oh, no. He goes, or you can meet up with a cute Asian that has a car, which he's Asian and he has a car.
How convenient.
I know, right?
And I was don't like, be okay, fucking it up. Don't. Because I want to meet that juju.
Don't fuck it up. Big fatty, you're fucking it up. So, yeah. Fried chicken was a big waste here. I was like, no, ma'am. That is not real fried chicken. This tastes like shit. Your burp. You just burped right
now. It's the mic. It's
mic pee.
Kind of.
Smell this. Oh, it didn't come out.
Oh. I totally heard it like gurgle.
So you guys, get over your stuff. Forgive people. Let bygones be bygones. Do your thing.
Just move
be
on.
Happy.
Exactly.
Be happy. Everyone else around is you happy. Do it. Okay?
Okay.
Bokeh.
Bokeh.
Mm-hmm. Rich pussy products.
Where your pussy products?
You know.
Your tampons and shit. Okay.
So that's our little counseling session. And if you guys would like for us to talk about anything else that has to do with counseling session or any kind of counseling or what we feel about things, mm-hmm. In a few weeks, we're going to have an open letter read by Lauren to Sprint.
Oh, yeah.
And she also has an old open letter, I think, from a previous neighbor that she had too that she may read for us. So we're going to record it and we'll put it
ooh.
In. Yeah, because I think that's funny. Because you guys, Lauren is an angry Jewish woman. And she does not pay for shit.
Speaking of which, oh my God. So we had invoices at work for this water filter thing. And it was back in October. Mm-hmm. My assistant manager is awesome. She's like, what's this bill for? How much is it? No. I'm not paying for that. Nope. Mm-mm. Uh-uh. And so she'll call the company and she's like, no, I'm not paying for this. And she's
even though she got the service.
Well, here's the thing: was the guys came in October to do some of our water tank and whatnot. Mm-hmm. They did some service. They just kind of make sure the filters were working, all this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she looks at it and she gets this invoice, or we get a message saying that we haven't paid for this invoice or whatever mm-hmm. the case is. And she's like, I didn't sign for anything. And she's like, no. They're like, no, you did. And I'm like, you need to forward me that invoice. You need to fax it to me right now.
Mm-hmm.
And she's looking at it over the whole page, and she's like, I don't see it. She's like, there's nothing in the total box. There's nothing here. There's no amount anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy's like, no, there is. I'll fax it, and I'll highlight it for you. He points an arrow to it. It's in the top left corner, and it looks like a code.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like FP dot or dash 322 dash 1388.00
mm-hmm.
and they were charging us $133 and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, that is not, no. She basically was on the phone with them for 4 hours yesterday. Oh, are you guys? We got it waived.
Of course you did.
Mm-hmm. She's not even Jewish.
Oh, Lauren just messaged us, said new place in the hood for us to try, Avocado Eatery.
Ooh.
That sounds fancy. I like it.
Fancy, y'all.
Yeah, but Lauren was telling me how she, like, her and her friends will go to a club, and they're like, that's going to be $5 to get in. And Lauren goes, no. And she just walks in.
No shit.
And she said her and her friend one time went up, and the guy goes, okay, ladies, it's going to be $10. And they both looked at him and go, we don't pay cover charge. And he's like, you don't? And they're like, no. And they let him in.
Shit.
I'm like, guys can't do that. I mean, I guess if I taped up my tits, I could probably do it and shave my chest. But it's not worth $10.
No.
But rarely here there's anywhere that you pay to get in except for Jackhammer, and then they give you a drink ticket.
Yeah.
So.
You better be paid back.
Mm-hmm. But. All right, so we're at 24. We have anything else to talk about? We talk about the intros?
Yes, we need listeners, intros,
mm-hmm.
and picture contests.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, there's contests out there, and there's prizes.
We don't know what the prizes are, but there will be prizes.
We do.
What birthday?
Well, the drawing.
The intro is for the...
The intro.
How many times we play it.
Exactly.
The drawing was for what?
They get to know who I am. On a personal level.
Yeah. Which, Jesse, sorry, you can't send yours in because you've seen James Lowry.
But, Jesse, you can do a likeness drawing for me.
What the fuck?
Dude, you're full of gas, and that's disgusting. And like, if you could have a color come out of your mouth, it'd be, like, green. Don't be blowing that shit over.
Wipe
me.
That shit, bitch.
Get a fan up in here.
Stupid bitch.
Don't be such a stupid bitch. It's not like you guys slept with each other.
Right.
Stupid bitch. Watch it. It's awesome.
Also, we have a 5th year anniversary that's happening, and we need you guys to call in and say, you know, how awesome we are, if we're sucky, how long you've been listening, where you're calling from, maybe what's your favorite show,
what's
your favorite whatever, what's your worst whatever. You know, 5 years is a long time to do something.
Yeah, that's like...
Dedicated to anything. I think it's the longest I've ever been dedicated to anything in my life.
That
except for
a fifth of my life.
What's mine? I can't do the...
Old. Sixth. A no, sixth. You are almost at
a seventh.
Me!
You're at a 6.5.
Oh, Ricky's old.
Old as shit.
You don't look that old, though.
I know. That's the good part. I got some awesome jeans from my mom because she doesn't look old either. So.
You don't have any face wrinkles.
I don't, but you know what I've been doing? Sunday when I went out with Josh and Kevin, I bought some moisturizer.
Oh, shit. You know, honestly, though, being in Chicago, you need it. Because your face is exposed to so much out when you're outside.
So, I have it on right now.
Yeah.
And I don't have wrinkles, really.
No.
I have dark circles under my eyes.
I got the bags. Especially when I smile.
You lady listeners, tell us what we can use to get rid of dark circles under our eyes.
You know what you can do is...
use cucumbers?
No. Well, I don't know about the dark circles, but I know for, like, the puffiness... You just put, like, water on a spoon, and then you put the spoon on your eye when you wake up.
Eyes aren't puffy.
You have the puff that I do. Like, when you smile here, that puff.
No, I don't.
Straight face.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You guys, you're so crazy.
So crazy.
Oh, it's so cool. It's so
you're so crazy.
Oh, so very nice.
You guys, if you can imagine, if you didn't get that.
We did Chinese eyes.
James and I are sitting here with our Chinese eyes going, oh, you're so crazy.
Oh, you're so very nice.
Oh, you're so crazy, Pie Bucky.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're so very big.
Very so big.
I don't think I could take something so big.
All right, God, it's 28 minutes. Give us a call at 206-984-3685. Leave us 5th year anniversaries, subjects you would like for us to talk about. If you would like to talk, if you want us to talk about a certain situation of counseling. Yes. We're not professional counselors, so really, we're just giving an opinion.
Yeah.
And you can take that or leave it.
Take it or leave it.
But our let it go, are right. People.
Let it go.
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 Swing low,
sweet chariot,
coming low to carry me home, Old Man River,
amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
That was bad.
It's so bad. Y'all, we're Jesus-like today. 206-984-3685. Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Or me at jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
Follow me on Twitter, and I'm foulmonkeys.
And follow me on Twitter at jamesleroyfm.
And you can follow the Facebook fan page.
Yeah.
By searching for foulmonkeys.
Check it out. Check out our Tumblr.
Our Tumblr, y'all.
Foulmonkeys.tumblr.com.
Yeah, at our Tumblr. And
it's up and running.
Do we post any, you know, like, inappropriate things, like super inappropriate? Penises, vaginas.
No, I don't. Because
we need to.
Okay. I haven't. It's not safe for work.
It's definitely not safe for work. Nothing is safe for work for foul monkeys.
No.
Mm-mm.
Don't be listening to this at work.
Don't be. Yeah, listen to it just with headphones. And don't laugh because we don't want you to get
Did
fired.
Did I ever tell you when I was listening to the show and I was here and I was on the train. I was listening to one episode when you and
You told me, Julian, but you can tell them.
And you guys were talking about the people that were hitting. I think it was on Julian at Walmart.
With oh, the two pandas. Guys. Mm-hmm.
Ling, ling! Ling, ling, ling. I was sitting on the train. I was crying, laughing so hard. I got to the stop. I had to get off and wait for the next train. It was so bad. Ling, ling. Oh, man.
All right, people. We're out of here. This is Ricky.
And this is James LeRoy.
And we will talk with you next week.
Holler.
Bye.
Peace.
Oh.
How about Chicago? I could be there
in a day.
Mm-hmm.
Or a week.
Or in your face like right now.
Suck it.